In the East African city of Kampala, not so long ago, in a country now known as Uganda, there lived a young girl by the name of Namazi. Namazi is a Swahili word meaning water. Like many kids her age, Namazi was a very curious child. Namazi loved to go out and explore the city with her family. Kampala was a gorgeous city, filled with wonderful people, lots of tall, thick trees, and steep hills as far as the eye could see. One day, her father, Baba in Swahili, told Namazi that the family was going to take a trip to America. Namazi's family had traveled to many other places, but they had never been to America. Namazi was very excited. Namazi had heard a lot about America from stories by cousins who had gone before her. The night before they left, Namazi stayed up all night imagining what America would look like. Will America be cold like Europe, Namazi thought to herself, or hot and dry like Australia? She pictured herself standing at the top of the Statue of Liberty and playing on the beaches in Miami. Morning came and the family packed up and boarded the plane to America. The first stop was Washington, D.C. When Namazi and her family got off the plane, they took a yellow taxi to the White House. "This is where the President of the United States lives," said Baba. "Really?" Namazi questioned. "There's far too many rooms for just one person." Their next stop was New York City. Finally, Namazi got her chance to stand at the top of the Statue of Liberty and look out over the whole city. "It's so beautiful here," exclaimed Namazi. Baba shook his head in agreement. On the way back home, Namazi looked at all the wonderful pictures she had taken. Pictures in Chicago, Atlanta, and Miami. As she fell asleep on a plane, Namazi thought to herself, "America is a wonderful country, but it's no Uganda."